ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आन शृण्वन्नोतिभिस्सीदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः शुक्लाम्बरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये गजाननं भूतगणादिसेवितं कपित्तजम्बूफलसारभक्षितम् उमासुतं शोकविनाशकारणम् नमामि विघ्नेश्वरपादपङ्कजम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ दिस् अम्मा एव्रीडे चाण्टिङ्ग् इस् गुड् and deepavali day and amavasya tithi today's tithi is a tithi a taught tithi adya ka tithihi jananti va adya yeah. Yeah. Aham aham janami I know nak theriyum epdi sonno naan arigiren aham janami say
aham janami
vayam jani maha अद्य यत् दट् ओके अद्य दीपा ओके अमावास्या तिथिः अद्य अमावास्या तिथिः दीपावली शुभदिनम् अद्य अमावास्या तिथिः नवम्बर अक्टोबर् मासे सप्तदशदिनाङ्कः सप्तदश दिनाङ्कः दीपावली शुभदिनम् So today, if we chant all the mantras, Amavasya day, it's very auspicious. That is why I wanted to have the class today mainly. Of course, class is held for the sake of class also, but it's also very good for us to get together and to chant the verses. Om Bhadram Karne Bhishrana Yamadeva Bhadram Pashye Maksha Bharya Jatra ष्टुभागंसस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः टुडे डेफिनेट्लि वी हेव् टु चाण्ट् होल् आफ् पुरुषसूक्तम् आफ्टर्वर्ड्स् नो वे टुडेस् डे for invoking the grace of Mahavishnu also, Deepavali day. No, Deepa, Deepaha. Say it now.
Deepaha.
Yekaha Deepaha.
Yekaha Deepaha.
Bahavaha Deepaha. Bahavaha Deepaha. Many lamps, many lights. When you say Deepaha, Deepaha. Say now.
Deepaha,
Deepaha. Deepaha is always a masculine gender word. Deepaha.
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 But flame is a feminine gender word. Jwala.
Jwala.
Okay. Deepaha, Deepaha. Say now.
Deepaha, Deepaha.
Now, Deepasya Avalihi. Okay. Deepasya. Deepanam Avalihi. Avalihi. Say now.
Avalihi.
Samskrita Shabdha. Avalihi means list. Nama Avalihi. List of names. When you sing bhajan, what do we sing? Namavali. We sing Namavali. Vrindavana means what? Bhajanam means what? What is worshipping bhajanam, praising Bhagavan? No, singing the list of names of the Lord. One name, okay? Any Nama Avali means what? Krishna, Govinda, Narayana, Ram. So many names are there. List of names of only Bhagavan. You call one person with so many names. Okay, is what? Nama Avali. Nam Nam Avalihi. Nama Avalihi. Compound word. Similarly, Deepanam Avalihi. Deepa Avalihi. Here does not mean list, it's a row. Now, Purushanam Avalihi. Okay? Row of men. Line of men. Okay? List of things. So, Avalihi means list. Avalihi means row. Avalihi means line. Queue. Okay now? Avalihi. So, here, Panktihi also means row. Panktihi. So, Panktila Ukkarada means what? Sit in the line to eat food in marriages. No? We say Pankti. That is Pankti. Sanskrit word. Pankti. Panktihi. But this is Deepa Avalihi. Deepa Naam Avalihi. Deepa Avalihi. So, why? Because not one lamp here. We keep so many lamps to make the place bright and light. Why? Because it's a day of light. Day of light means day of enlightenment. Day of jnanam. Jnanodaya dinam. Understand? That means what? Every day, that means jnana one particular day rises or what? No. This day, we specially pray for the knowledge. Specially pray for spiritual knowledge. This day, Amavasya day. See, in India, it is a monsoon time. After that, very dark. Amavasya today will be very dark day. And when people light lots of lamps, very nice. As a Kartika Jyoti also, we have this. And I told you last class itself, see, the Deepavali day, what is special about Deepavali day is, it will be Ganga's Nanam. Every day we are bathing, okay, we are very clean people. We bathe twice a day or, no. If possible, three times, sannyasa is supposed to be three times a day, and then twice a day, definite otherwise. And definitely, we are bathing every day. What is special about today's bath? Today, all of us have Ganga Snanam. Even if you had your bath in Thames River water, still your bath is what? Ganga Snanam. See, Snati. Say no.
Snati.
Snati means has shower, bathes. That is the meaning. Snati, gachati, patati, likhati. The verb is very simple. Snati. Snati. Saha snati means what? He bathes. He has shower. Okay? Snanam karoti. Say no.
Snanam.
Snanam is very, everybody knows. Now make it a noun and then do verb. Snanam karoti.
Snanam karoti.
So Ganga snanam is very special today. Gangayam snanam, Ganga snanam. So having bath in the, no? Having bath in Ganga is called what? Gangayam snanam, Ganga snanam. Okay, Ganga snanam, what is the significance here? Because Ganga is the holiest river for us. Holiest river. The same H2O. What all we find in Thames water here, same thing we find there also in Ganga water. Nothing special. But still it is holiest river. Ganga is the holiest of even Indian rivers. Now, because it's the largest, longest, big river for us. And then it never got dry. Never got dry. Okay, whatever is drought everywhere, anywhere in the world, anywhere in India, Ganga is one river which never gets dry. So whole life, Punjab, all wheat we are eating, it's all Ganga water. No? That is why Ganga water is in the form of blood in all the bodies. No, all the wheat, all the rotis the people eat, it's all from what? The blood is Ganga water only. And actually, Gangas, if you go and see in Himalaya mountains, you know, range we go, you can, there's a place called Gangotri. In Chardham Yatra, they always say Gangotri. But if you can go to Gangotri, there people say this is the place where we see Ganga first. Really speaking, the origin of Ganga, the actual origin of Ganga, where exactly Ganga begins and starts flowing, is not known to anybody. Not like the Ganga, generally any river, if you go and search for the Moolam, very difficult to find. That is where Rishi Moolam, Nadi Moolam, people say, Skadapi na Prucha. Never ask for the Rishi Moolam. The origin of the rishis and origin of the rivers, don't ask for. Rishis Jnanam, okay? It's because revealed. It is way. If you search for Moolam means, it will end up in reality only. Similarly, that is why this Ganga river is likened to what now? Now, the Shastra, it stands for something special. Veda Shastram. Veda Shastram is timeless Shastram. Okay? And which got revealed to Rishis. Similarly, this Nadi also what? Ganga Nadi stands for Veda Shastram. That is why it is so holy. And nahi jnanena sadrusham nahi pavitram iha vidyate. Nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitram iha vidyate. There is nothing which is as purifying as knowledge. Now, what is it which will purify you? We always want to keep ourselves, clean. We want to be clean and all that. Scrubbing and soaps and all those things will help us to clean the skin. But what is that? Nothing which is as purifying as jnanam. Jnanena sadrisham. Nothing which is similar to jnanam, which is purifying. Which can purify. Pavitra means purify. Why? Because jnanam helps you. Knowledge of the reality helps you. In fact, what? Knowledge of the self, in fact, helps you discover the self being the very reality which cannot be polluted at all, which is pure. Shuddha Jnana Swarupam. Daha Dahana. Jnana Swarupam. It's Chaitanya, isn't it? That's why Jnana, there's something which is like Jnanam. And that Jnanam, how do you get? You need, eyes need reflecting medium to see the eyes. Eyes do have the capacity to see. The eyes are blind. No mirror can help you see the eyes. Look at this. Even the mirror is kept in front of you. The eyes are blind. Can the eyes see themselves? No. But without the mirror, can the eyes see themselves? No. This is why the mind has the capacity to know, discover its own truth. Okay, like wave discovering its own reality, the truth, the swarupam being H2O. Mind can discover its own existence, its own swarupam. Mind has the capacity. But the mind needs a reflecting medium. The words of the Shastram which reflect the swarupam of the mind. That is why Shastram definitely serves as means of knowledge. And that's why what we are supposed to do, and then how, it's not that one attending few classes, what, 1 week's time, 1 week camp, we want moksha immediately, and then we will be very frustrated. No, Shravanam. For that ascertained vision of the reality as the self, 3 steps are definitely involved. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. That is why go to the Shastra Ganga and have there, don't come out soon. Stay there in Shastra Ganga. How? Have 3 dips. See that your back also gets wet properly. Don't do half-baked work, okay? So here, just see that people always, when you go into Ganga, We come out like this. No, but it's very cold water. We try this. Or you come out something, it's not wet, it doesn't get wet here at the back. We tried this, no? Did you try this, Yojaji? So here, we just had to go. And the first dip, somebody has to push you in, okay? And that is what? Shravanam. One dip stands for Shravanam. Come out. You've understood at least little bit. No? Each of the reality is available for recognition as the self, and the self is available. Self has to be understood in terms of its sorupam, being pure knowledge, and etc., etc. You understand. There's lots of doubts. Okay? Again, re-listening. Repeatedly listening to, re-listening to the same what has been listened to, without feeling tired off, without feeling bored, without feeling, you know, restless, with all patience, re-listening to the what has been re-listened to already, helps you discover your doubts. First, you don't even have doubts, know that? You don't have doubts. Even to have doubts, you should have something. And then the doubts also will be resolved. Doubts will be resolved. That is what called, no? That's called reflection, reflecting upon, rethinking what has been heard, understood, and retained in the mind. We have heard, we have not retained anything. We have not understood anything. That's a problem. So heard, until you understand, Shravanam should be done. How long should I do Shravanam? Until you understand. Is it not if you simply understand? No, until you are able to retain what you have understood. How long, this is a measure. How long should I be listening to Shravanam? How long should I do Shravanam? As long as you are able to understand and retain what has been understood. So Shravana, it takes some time even to start understanding. This one has to have patience here. Understanding itself takes some time. So one has to listen to Shravanam until one has understanding and one can retain what one understands. And after that, the next step is what? So re-listening to what has been listened to, understood and retained, thereby eliminating the doubts one has, even discovering the doubts, then resolving the doubts by reflecting on what has been heard, written, understood is called mananam. So second dip in Ganga stands for what?
Mananam.
Now what happened after mananam? All your dirt has gone. Already you are soaked in Ganga. Mananam itself has cleansed you. You are very clean now. Then that means you have understood, you have heard, you have done enough work, and you have understood, you have retained also what has been understood and now. And you are also, you are not doubtful like before. Now you are free of the doubts also. You are very clear. Now your mind also is ready. Because this Shravana Mananam done along with the living a life of Dharma now has also purified you. You are free from mental impurities. Your mind being free from impurities, mind is free from agitations also. The impure mind is definitely unsteady mind. Okay? And the pure mind naturally becomes a steady mind, disturbance-free, agitation-free mind. That mind, and Riya Swarupam also is clear. Only thing is, the Swarupam has to be ascertained. You know the Swarupam very well after Mananam, but still you forget your Swarupam often. Why? Because of your long own association with the body, mind and complex, it makes you forget. That's why Nididhyasanam is what now? You know the Swarupam very clearly. Mind also is disturbance free because you're not anxious about your happiness being available elsewhere. That anxiety, you're free from anxiety also. The anxiety free, pure and steady mind, attention is available for Swarupa Anusandhanam. You can contemplate on. And in that, in contemplation, you are not meditating, you are in meditation. You remind yourself of the Swarupam, of the Atma being Chaitanyam Brahma. And that Nididhyasanam helps you ascertain the vision of the reality self-being. You had one fine day something happening under one pillow. Not like that. Just the clarity gets enhanced. Clarity is to be enhancing. That's all. And there's a time, no? You say, very clear. That's what? Sthita prajna. You know? Pratishthita prajna. You say, firm, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality. You do not undo any thoughts. You do not undo anything. You see everything, the diversity, you see the plurality, you see the multiplicity, you see the thoughts arising and being there, but you understand everything is mithya, and because you know what satyam is very clearly. Okay? That is where when satyam alone is identified as the self, and mithya is not identified as the self anymore in that knowledge. Understand? If mithya is not identified as the self, what is mithya is not identified as the self, in that non-identity with the mithya helps you, by naturally you have resolved your small, your problems. You have, without doing anything, without undoing, erasing, pushing aside, in just discovering the self being satyam, identity being with satyam, not being with mithya, all the problems also become resolved. Ignorance and ignorance born problems. Then what is there? You see happiness as a synonym of limitlessness. No, fullness as a name of limitlessness, and that happiness is what result of having all the thoughts resolved as mithya, which that fullness you recognize as the very swarupam of the reality self. And how are you? You are reveling in fullness, happiness. Then that the third dip is called what? Nididhyasanam. Third dip stands for Nididhyasanam. So get out of the Ganga water, come out, being cleansed of ignorance and other ignorance-born problems, and you are pure. You are purity yourself. You are reveling in fullness. So come out of Ganga, wear new clothes, eat sweets, and burst crackers and enjoy, eat. That is the light the lamp. That's what is lighting the lamp. It means the ignorance of the Narakasura, the ignorance, Asura, Dhamma Narakasura. Who is Asura here? Ignorance is the Asura. Understand now, Narakasura. And he's been destroyed. He's been destroyed, killed. By whom? By Bhagavan. You understand now how? With the astram of Brahmastram, knowledge of Brahman is the astram, weapon. Knowledge is the weapon with which you kill the asura called Narakasuranam of ignorance. And what is there is only Jnanam Brahma. Jnana Swarupam Brahma Eva Sarvam Bhati Vibhati. That is why so many lamps. This Deepavalihi. Is it okay? So wish you all హ్యాపీ దీపావళి, దీపావళి శుభాశయాః. సే శుభాశయాః. ఓకే, ఇట్స్ ఫైన్. దిస్ ద స్మాల్ క్లాస్ ఆన్ దీపావళి. Isn't it to know this? That is why even without going to Ganga, from morning I've been sitting in Ganga only. Mind is only in Rishikesh, mind is only in Ganga. Having there, going there, having dip there, you know that. Mind goes to Ganga. See, they are remembering Ganga, we are with Ganga. Don't need to go there. Okay, so we all had Ganga Snanam. We are clean now. ॐ भद्रं कन्ने भिश्रणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः स्तुष्टवागुंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः స్వస్తి నస్తాక్షో అరిష్టనేమిః స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. ఓం. సో హావింగ్ సీన్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపనిషత్ ఇన్ నట్షెల్ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫస్ట్ ముండకం, ప్రథమ ముండకే ప్రథమ ఖండే, హావింగ్ సీన్ దాట్ హాట్ రిమైండ్ ఆఫ్ సంస్కృతం ఆల్సో. నౌ ద సెకండ్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫస్ట్ ముండకం, వి బీన్ సీయింగ్ ది లిమిటేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ, ఆల్ అబౌట్ కర్మ. సి వి హ్యావ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ ఇన్ అ నట్షెల్ ఇన్ సెకండ్ సెక్షన్. ది హోల్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ కాండ, you have an idea about the karma kanda in a nutshell in second section. Even without having heard the entire karma kanda, you have an idea about the karma kanda, and also a little bit of the upasana kanda also. What we have understood mainly now, performance of any action definitely produces phalam, and performance of a ritual, Vedic ritual prescribed in the karma kanda of the Veda also produces phalam. And that phalam, now of the adrishtam phalam produced by the performance of a ritual, really helps one to enjoy not only pleasures here but also pleasures in higher worlds. And the performance of rituals along with the practice of upasanam, manasam karma, okay, upasam, saguna brahma upasanam also produces phalam. So as a result of which, as a punyam produced by, as a result of the punyam, one can travel after the death of the physical body, after leaving the physical body. It is said in the karma kanda that these jivas really travel. They go to the higher lokas. And what through, how do they go? If a person performs mere rituals without practicing upasanam, he travels to through Krishna gatihi or Chandra gatihi, and he goes to loka. Okay, goes to Chandra Lokaha or Pitra Lokaha. And if he performs rituals along with the practice of upasanam, then that produces more punyam. Thereby he travels through, don't ask me how the travel is and all that. Just we have to understand, this is only just a matter for belief. Take a thing for belief as a belief without, okay, not accepting it or accepting. Just understand this. And there is a Shukla Gatihi, there is a solar path, Surya Gatihi, now, or we can say Shukla Gatihi, and through which the Jiva travels and goes to Satya Lokaha or Brahma Lokaha or Surya Lokaha or Swarga Lokaha. Lokas above. in keeping with the punyam, one goes to the higher lokas. And highest of the lokas is said to be the Brahma lokaha or Satya lokaha, Swarga lokaha. And if a person it involves a great discipline. It is not that easy to be successful in performing a ritual and practicing upasanam. You know, it's not that easy to be successful. It involves great discipline on the part of the one who performs the rituals. One will be very strict, you know. That is why to be successful in accomplishing the punyam required to go to Brahma Loka involves great effort on the part of the person who has to practice upasanam also. Not that easy. So, straining so much, performing a ritual, living a very clean, strict, disciplined life, and practicing upasanam also, what one can gain is the highest of the phalam, fruits of karma phalam. The Upanishad wants to show what is that highest of the phalam one can gain as a result of karma. It's not that easy to accomplish, okay? But if a town accomplishes, one can travel through Shukla Gatihi, solar path, and reach Satya Loka or Brahma Lokaha. There again, being in contemplation for some time, Upanishad says, being taught by Brahmaji, okay, not Brahman, Brahmaji, there one has jnanam. What jnanam? What jnanam you can gain here itself, that jnanam one has. One resolves one's ahankara, sorry, ajnanam and ahankara where? Only in Brahmaloka. That person need not come back. And there he resolves his sukshma and attains muktihi. That is, muktihi is called krama muktihi. Suppose a person doesn't practice upasanam, just he performs rituals, then he goes to one of the other higher lokas, not the highest of the lokas, and there he enjoys some pleasures for some time, for length of time. So the heavenly enjoyment of heavenly pleasures is like enjoyment of anything in your dream. Understand? But when you can share your dream experience with others, you cannot share your heavenly experience with others. Because by the time you come back, you would have forgotten it. That's the problem. It is the difference. But we'll be happy if we can share also. You know? Somewhere, something to share, that again, some ego becomes boosted. They'll be happier, but we can't do that, we'll forget. So, going to other lokas, definitely one has to, when the punyam gets exhausted, definitely one has to be born again. Why? Because the sukshma shariram will not be resolved by as long as ignorance is there. How much ever karma you do, whatever karma you do, whatever ritual you perform, whatever punya, how much punyam you accumulate, that punyam is not opposed to ignorance. Understand? Not opposed to ignorance. Therefore, ignorance will be safely kept, well kept there. Understand now? Because it must be opposed to that. Understand? That opposed to that. Therefore, it's not opposed to ignorance. So, how many of stuff you think, suppose this dark room, if you put in lots of stuff, it will not remove the ignorance, darkness. It's not opposed to that. Because kapunyam, see, karma, performance of ritual, or karma phalam, punyam, is not opposed to ignorance. Therefore, it will not destroy ignorance, it will not resolve ignorance. So, ignorance will be there. As long as ignorance will be there, ignorance born problem, ahankara, the notion, erroneous notion about the self will be very much there. And other problems will be very much there. So, no practice of meditation, no practice of, understand? No, I'm not saying meditation is wrong or bad. We have to understand here. Simply, no, meditation, simple upasana, meditation. Need not, not yet, will not definitely. Meditation will, it's a manasam karma. mental activity. Meditate upon a given object, focus at least on a given object. That meditation produces what? Maybe it will result in mental steadiness. It can help you resolve the thoughts for length of time. Last class I told you the difference between layaha and nashaha. That's all. But even then, that is only a karma, karma phalam. Karma, manasam karma will produce more effective phalam. This karma phalam is about some experience. Will be the karma phalam. Subtle experience is what? Very subtle. Some pleasure. Phalam. Because karma phalam cannot destroy, understand, ignorance. If I see this, okay, this now whatever I perceive, whatever I experience, my experience need not destroy my ignorance. Not will definitely not destroy ignorance, not opposed to ignorance. See, what is it supposed to ignorance alone will resolve the ignorance, remove the ignorance, isn't it? That is why the punyam will not resolve the ignorance. Ignorance will be there. Ignorance caused ahankara will be there. Therefore, sukshma shariram cannot be resolved. Therefore, rebirth is definite even if you go to higher lokas. Okay, it is very difficult to go to Brahma loka. Because to earn the amount of punyam one requires to go to punya loka involves much greater effort. It's very difficult to gain so much of punyam to go to the highest of the lokas. Even if you work hard to gain the punyam, you go there and there you can attain krama muktihi. Why should you work so hard and then go attain Sukha Mukti there? That moksha you can attain here itself as Sadhyo Muktihi. Sadhyaha means at once Mukti. Understand now? Sadhyaha is another indivisible word in Sanskritam. At once. Immediately. And attain moksha here in this Asmin Janmane Iha Eva Praptam Shakyate. Here itself you can attain. That, understand now? You can just discover. Okay, that jnanam you can have here itself. How? By Shravana Manana Nidhyasanam here itself. Understand? He can have here itself. So this is what is Upanishad. So that next, before it goes to the next important topic, it gives us the clear picture of what is the highest of the fruits one can reap as a result of performing even the greatest of the rituals or practicing along with the practice of meditation, etc. That is discussed in this second section of the first Mundakam. Is it clear now? So there we have two more mantras, we finish it. So next class we can start fresh new topic.
What is exactly krama?
Kramaha means sequence actually. See, you go to, first you go there, then afterwards you attain moksha. Krama means what? There is an order involved here. Kramaha means, Pitaji, the order. How, what is the order here? You do practice meditation, and then along with the practice of, along with the performance of rituals, for length of time, following a disciplined life, very strictly disciplined life, then you gain what? Punyam. Okay? You have to perform the ritual, you have to practice meditation, and you have to acquire punyam. Then with the punyam bag, okay? Understand? With the punyam package, then you go. You go. And there you travel. First travel is involved. Next travel. Krama. First karma performance. Then practice of meditation. First step. Second step is what? Acquiring punyam. Adequate, okay? Inadequate means again cancelled. Your ticket will be cancelled. Okay, inadequate punyam means ticket will be cancelled. Don't have enough money, you know. Okay, you have to, I'm so sorry, we can't give you. No, I just, I have 5 pounds less my ticket. No, 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 please. No, we can't make it. I have got 295 pounds to go to India. No, 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 5 pounds less ticket, cancel ticket, cancellation. Similarly, here, punyam is not adequate. You got so much of punyam, little is not enough. Your trip will be cancelled. Okay? I tell you, all the 295 will be wasted. And you can't even go to other lokas. Understand? So what happens? Then the second. And then you travel is third. Then go to Sargaloka, reach the loka. There again you are taught, means what? You be in contemplation. Fourth. Then you attain moksha. Then there you resolve the mind. Krama. There's a kramaha involved. There's order involved. There's steps involved. 1, 2, 3, 4 like that. Here, sadhyo muktihi. Sadhyaha muktihi. Understand now? Sadhyo muktihi means immediate moksha here. What do you need to do? Nidhyasanam. How can you do nidhyasanam? You must have done mananam. You must have done shravanam. That's all. Shravanam, mananam, nidhyasanam, shravanam. See, hold on to sampradaya. Shravanam, shravanam. Now you know how long you should do shravanam, okay? Shravanam, 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 hold on to shravanam. The whole janma I do only shravanam, Swamini, what can I do? Doesn't matter. Next we'll start with mananam. Until you've done shravanam here itself. By luck, you can do mananam also here. Very good, you see. Nidhyas also you can do here itself. I tell you, best time for nidhyasanam is when you cannot move out of the house. I sit in a corner, best time. Nothing else to occupy you. When you understand now, that is when Nidhyasanam prepare, you have to prepare ourselves. Nothing else till you had, you can have the whole Jagat with you. How? Just by being with yourself. The best thing. So Nidhyasanam also, here itself. Before leaving this body, you can attain moksha. You can become free. Sadhya Muktihi. Parikshalokan, Parikshalokan, Karmachitan, Brahmanaha, Nirvedamayat, Nasti, Akrutaha, Kritena, Tadvijnanartham, Saha, Guru Meva Bhigachet, Samit Pani, Shrotriyam, Brahmanishtam. Therefore means what? Having analyzed. Analyzed what? Analyzed the performance of mundane activities and their fruits one has enjoyed in one's life. Having analyzed the performance of rituals, sacred activities, religious rituals, analyze the fruits, the punyam one can gain as a result of that, the performance of rituals. Having analyzed all the fruits, all the results of all forms of karma, secular and sacred activities, karma, now punyam, okay, also, lokan, karma chitan lokan pariksha, having examined thoroughly. Having examined thoroughly what? Lokan, the punyam one can gain as a result of karma. Karme, karmana chitam. Chitam means accumulated, collected. Chitta. Katam chitam, how accumulated punyam, what all the fruits, the punyam one can gain, one accumulates, one collects. As a result of performing rituals or by doing actions, karma bihi chitan, karma chitan, okay, chitan lokan, you know, karma bihi chitan lokan, all ones. No? Lokaha literally means world. Lokaha means anything, your world is called lokaha. Why? Lokyate iti lokaha. Why a word, loka is called loka? Lokyate, that which is seen is loka. That which is experienced is loka. That which is perceived and experienced is loka. Lokaha means what? Anything which is experienced, which is available for objectification. Okay, lokanatha is you. Okay, you are lokanatha. Lokanatha, jagannatha, you are the jagannatha. You are the lokanatha. Okay, the lokin. Understand now, lokin. The seer is the experiencer, is the Lord, who lends existence to the experiences. And what is experience is what? Loka. They say anything which is experienced is loka. Lokaha. So all the experiences are known as what? Lokaha. All the anubhavaha. Experiences. What is the experience? No, your knowledge here. Understand now? You arrive at a conclusion. How? Analyzing all the experiences, all the pains and pleasures you have enjoyed in life, all that you have gone through in life. No? How you have gained all the experiences? You analyze what you have got, must elude for some time. By doing lots of karma, from how you grew up, how you decided, what you decided to do, what all you did, what all you gained. Everyone has one's own, everyone can write one's own biography. Know that? Everyone has so many things to share. You don't need to say, because everyone has the same sort of things. Sometimes biographies are boring also. Okay, everyone, what big problem? You have problems, I also have problems with life, okay? Everyone has problems in life. It is very easy to understand. Okay, everyone can write, in fact. Every individual can write one's own biography. So many experiences in life. How I had my career, how I struggled, how I established, how I lost, how I gained, what I have today, what I am. You ask the biggest accomplishers today, really who are still doing well, always who are growing, who are really progressing in their accomplishments. They never, they never lose. Even such people will say, having analyzed, pariksha, samyak pariksha, okay? Yikshanam means, very nice word, look at this, Sanskrit word. Yikshanam means seeing. Yiksha, okay? Yikshate means sees. Yiksha means seeing. Pariksha, parikshate means sees around, seeing on all sides. Seeing nothing is there, no danger for me. No, I'm very careful. Pariikshate, what is behind, what is in front, what is side. Pariikshate, pariikshate means what? Sees all over, all around. Very beautiful word, no? Pariikshate, pariikshate. Ikshate means simply sees, like pashyati. Okay, paripashyati, pariikshate means paripashyati. So well, it's what pariksha means, what? Having examined thoroughly well. In Sanskrit, we've been using this word pariksha in Indian languages. Pariksha, no? Parikshas, we have pariksha. In Tamil also we have this word. In all India we have this word. Exam. No, every time we go to exams, every we sit for exams, we have to say we have pariksha. But we never really knew the meaning of the word. Pariksha means thorough examination. It's called pariksha. You see on all, from different angles you see, different perspectives you see, okay, and different standpoints you see, different views you see. Pariksha. It's called thorough examination. So pariksha, having examined what? All your experiences you have gained in your life, throughout your life. You don't need 100 years, okay? It's enough if you live some 30-40 years. And what all you have acquired, all the experiences are what? fruits of your, all the experience you have gone through in life are nothing but fruits of the actions you have been doing. Karma chitan lokan pariksha. Then you know. What is it you know? Arrive at the conclusion. I have slogged a lot. I have gone through all these things. But still I am unhappy. Therefore, if there was happiness, what is happiness? Happiness is something which I have been seeking. And I once I gain it, I don't want to lose it. If what I am going to gain should not be lost, it should last forever. Then that means what? It cannot have beginning. If it cannot have beginning, it's already there. If it is already there, if karma could have given me that happiness, I would have already got it. Now, worry is what? I am not happy still. I'm still dissatisfied. I still feel inadequate. I still feel insignificant. I still feel insecure. My accomplishments have not made me feel secure. Okay? This problem of insecurity, inadequacy, smallness, okay, and unhappiness, insignificance, they're all still there. So, therefore, there is no moksha, there is no happiness really in the phalam, fruits of karma. Fruits of karma cannot really bless me with the happiness. This is what the conclusion. Okay, one understands. This jnanam is what? It's also a maturity. Understand? This is called once he, if he can learn this, if he arrives at this kind of fact, if a person can understand this fact, what is the fact? Moksha is not there, away, not attainable as a fruit of an action. This is a fact. And this fact, if others tell you, Shastram tells you, we'll ignore. Guru tells also, we ignore. Some elders tells also, they will ignore. But when you yourself discover this fact, how? By pariksha. Kim pariksha, kan pariksha, sarvan lokan, anubhavan pariksha. Sukha dukkhan, loke anubhuyamanan, sukha dukkhan, no, dvandvan, pariksha. Have examined thoroughly well. How have you got them? We're slogging all the time. Karma chitan, sukha dukkhan, anubhavan, lokan, samyak pariksha. Okay? So, well, having examined thoroughly well, what happened now? Nirvedam ayati. Ayat. May one really understand, may one have nirveda, indifference. Becomes indifferent means what? One becomes mature, nirveda. Okay, who attains nirveda, mature? Who is the one who becomes mature? Who attains mature? One has this jnana is mature person. If he can arrive at this fact, he is a mature person. He is a brahmana. See, one who cannot learn from one's own life's experiences and discover this fact of moksha being not available as a fruit of action, then he is not a brahmana. Everyone can become a brahmana. The intelligent, mature person should learn from one's own life's experiences. He is a brahmana. Nirvedamaya brahmana. And what is it he understands now? Kritena akritaha nasti. Look at this. This is the conclusion. What is that fact he understands? Kritena akritaha nasti. Kritaha means mokshaha. Kritaha means action. Kritam means karma. Kritam stands for karma. Akritaha stands for mokshaha. Kritena karmana akritaha mokshaha na bhavati na sambhavati. Moksha is said to be akritaha. No, why? It is not produced. Krita Mokshaha is produced, this Kritaha. Mokshaha is not, Mokshaha is called Akritaha because it is not created, it is not made, it is not produced, it is not brought into existence. Why? It is already there. What is already there cannot be created or produced. How it is already there? As the very Swarupam. What is Mokshaha? Mokshaha is freedom from unhappiness. Freedom from unhappiness means happiness. Happiness means fullness. Fullness means limitlessness. Limitlessness is the nature of the Atma. Nature of the Vastu, Brahma Vastu, Paravastu. Parambodhin Swarupame Niraivu. So it is not created. If Atma is created, then Moksha also can be created. Is Atma created? Atma is eternal, beginningless, endless, changeless. Reality is Atma. Therefore what? What is Mokshaha? If light, sun is created, sunlight can be created. Isn't it? Similarly, Moksha Swarupam is not created. Limitlessness is not created. Happiness is not created. Because Atma is not created. And Mokshaha and Atma are two inseparable things. Happiness is inseparable nature of the reality. Which is there as the I am, I am, I am, I am. Who is always the I am? Understand? Reality alone is there as always. There's no time. This is in waking it is there. It's not there also, it is there. Not knowing it is. Isn't it? That is why Moksha is said to be Akritaha. Now you understand now why Moksha is infinite without Akritaha? Got it? Moksha is said to be Akritaha because non-product, not produced. And what is Kritena? Krita means what? By an action, karmana. Kritena Akritaha Nasti. It is not possible to attain something which is unproduced, uncreated at all. And karma can produce something which is not there. Okay, understand now? New fruit. Therefore, Akritaha, Mokshaha, everlasting, timeless, eternal happiness cannot be gained as a fruit of an action which is time-bound. Understand? Kritena Akritaha Nasti. Say that now. Kritena Akritaha Nasti. Karmana Mokshaha na sambhavati. This is the conclusion. Nirvedam ayat brahmanaha nirvedam ayat. He arrives at this understanding. He is what? He is now, he is intelligent. So now he is mature. If this maturity one attains, then he is a brahmanaha. What did he do? You do not be born Brahmana, okay? If you have learned, that is why in Ask Nandanar, where we have Tamil, great Tamil saint, Nandanar. Amazing. All the time, the very simple, beautiful verses, you know that? You know? There's another movie also, actually. I don't know whether Amma remembers this. You know, before, he'll say in simple language, in country language, he'll say, before this jiva, now runs away from this, you know, this skeleton. Should we not discover the truth? He'll go and talk to all villages like this. Should we not discover this truth? Karna vendamo, Shivanai karna vendamo, Ayanai karna vendamo. Before he always says, Jiva runs out of the skeleton. And before that, we had to discover the truth. Why? Nasti akritaha kritena. Nasti akritaha kritena. Pariksha lokan karmachitan. Nirvedamayat brahmanaha. Akritaha kritena nasti. Therefore, now what we should do now? If it is not, it is moksha is akritaha, it is not product, it is not produced, therefore kritena nasti, it can't be accomplished as a result of karma, then what should you do now? It has to be known. It has to be discovered. Look at this. It has to be discovered. It cannot be gained. It has to be discovered. It has to be known. Not simply a vijnanam vijaniyat, atmanam tu vijaniyat. May one know the self. Understand? Akritaha has to be known. Vijnatavyaha. Therefore, vijnanartham. Now he knows. So this akritaha, which cannot be produced, which is not created and produced, therefore it's already there, eternal. Therefore, it cannot be even attained as a karma phalam. It has to be discovered. For discovering that self, what one should do? Nididhyasanam, nididhyasanat puram. What should one do? Mananam. Mananat puram. Before mananam, what one should do? Shravanam. First of all, you should know what the self is distinct from this. What is that self? What is that reality? Where moksha is? Happiness is there as the swarupma of the reality. Reality is available for recognition only as the self, subject, not as an object. Where is it available? How is it available? How to arrive at it? What is the nature? It has to be understood in terms of its swarupam. It's called vijnanam. Understand? Vijnanartham. Tad vijnanartham. Kim vijnanartham? Kas vijnanartham? Akritasya mokshasya vijnanartham. For discovering, for knowing that happiness which is already there, saha. And then one has to know what? Brahman. So Brahma vijnanartham. Brahman is available as what? The self. So atma vijnanartham. You have to say now. You say moksha vijnanam. Say now.
Moksha vijnanam.
Brahma vijnanam.
Brahma vijnanam.
Atma vijnanam.
Atma
vijnanam. Okay? Atma jnanam is Brahma jnanam. Brahma jnanam is moksha jnanam. They are different things. Therefore, tad vijnanartham. To know, for that knowledge, for the knowledge, gurum eva abhigachet. Gurum eva abhigachet. Not self-study. Gurum abhigachet eva. May eva can put anywhere. Gurum abhigachet eva. Abhigachati goes. Abhigachet may one go. May one approach the teacher. And who is a guru? Gukaraha andhakaraha rukarastan nivartakaha. Gu stands for ignorance. Ru stands for the dispelling, elimination. Okay, the one who dispels the ignorance, okay, darkness of ignorance is the guru. We have so many words for the guru. The Guru Gita, 450 verses. If you see, Dakshinamurti is unfolded. Maybe I'll do sometime that work. I did in Coimbatore for 6 months, once upon a time. 456 verses are there. Okay, so many words are there. Guru Gita, it's called. Gurum eva abhigachet. And approach a guru. And who should be the guru? Again, no? Not the one who looks fat and big. Here he says, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. Because the word guru means big also. Guru who? For masculine gender word. Guru, neuter gender word. Guru means big. Opposite what? Laghu. Understand? No? Gauravam, bigness. Laghavam, smallness. Its noun form of guru is gauravam. Understand? Small, laghavam is smallness, noun form. Anyway, so here guru hu ukaranta shabdaha. Understand now? Guru meva abhigachet. And who was with the guru? Brahmanishtam. Brahmanishtaha. Nishta. Brahmani nishta yasya saha brahmanishtaha. Nishta means one whose, no, vishay, one who has ascertained doubt-free vision of the reality. one who has steadfast knowledge of the reality Brahman, one whose mind cannot miss the vision of the reality is Brahmani Nishtha. Understand? One whose mind remains absorbed in the vision of the reality is Brahmanishtha. Brahmanishtha, and he says, he can be Brahmanishtha, but if because of poor samskara, if sometimes people are born very evolved also, they might not have studied Shastram in this Janma. They would have studied in previous Janmas, they had worked hard, and this time they are born highly evolved persons, and such people may be Brahmanishtas, but they may not be able to communicate, then still it's of no use for you. Okay? He must be Shrotriyaha also. Shrotriyaha means what? Shrotriya means one who has heard a lot. It means one who has profound knowledge of the Shastras. Bahushrutavan. Bahushrutavan. One has heard a lot. He is Shrotriyaha. That means one who has profound knowledge of the Shastras means one who can communicate, one who knows Sampradaya, one who is very clear, one who knows how to, one who can understand the students' doubts, one who can always, communicate well. And because the person who knows Sampradaya alone can really teach also, is allowed to teach, in fact. So, this one, Shrotriyaha Brahmanishtaha. Must be the Guru. So, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam Gurum Eva Abhigachet. And how he should go? Samit Panihi. Samit Pani means whatever the student is able to take to the teacher, he can take it. Even if he doesn't take anything, teacher should be very happy. Teacher should be very, very happy. This teacher is a completely non-demanding person. Satyam. Understand? And there's no such thing called fee paying in Vedanta tradition. Because the teacher always thinks, I haven't paid. The guru, any guru will say, we cannot pay back. Rishi Runam. How are we going to pay back these debts to rishis? Just by sharing. That is why it's called Brahma Yajna. Understand now? Brahma Yajna, Rishi Yajna means what? Sharing the knowledge one has gained from the teacher with other people is the way I can pay back my debts to rishis. Parampara. And people who do not share this knowledge and keep it for themselves, they can be very selfish people. And they only become Brahmarakshas. Brahmarakshas, you know that? They say that. Anyway. See, our Shastram frightens everything. They make you do correct things correctly. You know? All you have to pray, if you don't share it, your head will break into pieces. They say, always frightened. So people will be... That is a different context. Actually speaking, Dakshina definitely a student should give. A student should give means student can give, should give. Okay? That means it's not on demand. It's not demanded by the teacher. That's what I wanted to say. Whatever, see, the student also will feel overwhelming love and joy in discovering, in seeing more and more. The more he discovers trust in the teacher, the more he understands, the more it clarifies the head. The student also, will feel like returning something. That he'll do that. See, whatever is possible on the part of the student, he's supposed to give. She should give, definitely. But I'm not saying the mind of the teacher should be such that demand must not be there. Understand? The Kurukula Vasam is different, isn't it? Society will support. And here we don't have society means, and then we only have this 10 people, we will be Peter Jay will be sending emails also. That's the problem. I'm just saying. Otherwise, it is not a thing. I'm saying the tradition, what the tradition does, I'm saying. Definitely doesn't. That's why there's no... In our Gurukulam, Swamiji is like that. If Swamiji was a different person, I tell you, He'd have been more than all the so-called big religious heads who are doing a lot of service activities. Swamiji was always confined to teaching. He never involved, until late these years, he was not, because he, for him, he understood teaching is very important. Only confined to teaching. Even when he was in Chinmaya Mission, he was teaching. It was he who was teaching. It was he who was teaching in the mission. Okay? He produced the teachers. And the infrastructure required was offered by Swamiji, Chinmayanandji. Okay? They both contributed. And after that, because of him, he left also. I tell you, Swamiji never had any contradictions. He's been teaching. He's been teaching all the time. And you know, to teach a student means what? You come and ask any of the brahmacharis, they have to say. Even coconut oil, soap, water, room, food, everything was free in our Gurukulam. Children never had any difficulty. Come and stay for 3.5-4 years, study completely free. Not even a single penny we charged. No such thing called fee. Some hagrastas who come and stay there for the course, as part of the course, I mean, before they leave, they give some donations and go. Some people gave big donations, some people didn't give anything, penny. But if you ask brahmachari boys and girls, brahmachari young boys and girls who came and studied, never paid anything. How many courses? No, giving infrastructure, providing infrastructure, you know, taking care of everything, lots of work. And who supported? In Coimbatore, you know, society and people in Coimbatore and other places, big philanthropy supported the cause. Because society is such a society, they're known. So people know Swamiji's work is known and the importance is known. So it was possible. Now only Swamiji started. Because he started 4 big courses now. That means he had produced enough teachers all over. And his students are still taking students to kind of for the camps. Now why I'm saying, because he raised the question, we do, even Gurukul sometimes nowadays, no, they send invitations to people, asking for donations, other people do that. Because people who are involved in organizational matters, they are on the show, they do send it. Other generally, we do not really, you know, now some other projects they take up, then ask for this. Swamiji, they really never, first teaching, sir, he never asked. If you ask, see. I know that very well. Now here, but students can give the, students are supposed to give dakshina also. Whatever is possible, there's no need to feel guilty about not being able to give, or be not having heart to give, not being able, no. How much I'm going to give, what will I be looked upon, no such business. You can one kind of feel very, very free. No? Free to come and all that is hard to learn must be there. That is why Samit Pani Gurumeva Abhigachet Brahma Srotriyam Brahmanishtam. And here he says Samit Panihi. Samit, I told you, Panihi is a hand, okay? And Chakra Pani, Danda Pani, Shakra Pani, you know the Sharanga Pani. And you know that all the how many Panis we have. Bhagavan is called Gada Panihi, Chakra Panihi, Kodanda Panihi, Danda Panihi, no Shulayadha Panihi. No? But here we say, in the Samit Panihi, student can go as Samit Panihi, not Dhana Panihi. Look at this. Student is a brahmachari, young boy, young girl. A brahmachari who has hard earning money. That is why students are not supposed to involve in politics. Your Swadharma is to study. And your food and shelter will be taken care of by parents and society. That is a job, so parents' job that is, to take care of. And Samit Pani, he'll go and pluck, you know, take some twigs, fuel, Samit. And he goes with that. Samit Pani, now we're all Pustaka Panis. And I said, Samit Pani, Gurumeva Abhigachet, with some small token of gratitude, he can take it with him. Samit Pani Gurumeva Abhigachet. When does he go? Whom does he approach? Gurum. Which Gurum? Brahmanishtam Shrotriyam. How does he go? Samit Pani. When does he go? When does he go? Nirvedam Ayati Anantaram. What is Nirvedam Ayati? What is it he arrives at? You know, Akrute Akritaha Kritena Nasti. First he becomes very clear. Therefore it is Jnavijnatavyam. It has been known. How does he arrive at it? Lo Pariksha. Pariksha what? Lokan Pariksha. What Lokan? Karmachitan Lokan Pariksha. Having examined thoroughly all his experiences, he arrives at the conclusion Akritena Akritaha Kritena Nasti Iti. Thereafter what does he do? Atma Vijnatavyaha Iti Janati. No? Then he approaches Vijnanartham Gurumeva Abhigachet. Samit Pani. Got it? Very good. This what is very, this is the important verse. Talking about all the karma, some simple verses. What the tongues do, how the Agnihotra oblation be offered, what is Agnihotram, what does the palam produce, what palam does produce, if it does not properly done, what will be the consequences, and if a person produces, where does he go? Having talked about all these rituals, it has arrived at the conclusion. Okay? Do the last verse and before Kirtani. Yeah, you're also leaving? Not going. We'll finish the text before Kirtani goes. So next verse. The first book will be finished.
One double seven.
Okay. Tasmai.
Tasmai.
I think I missed one verse somewhere.
No.
Huh?
No, you have done.
No, Ishta Purta, I have left it. I have been looking for the verse. 10th one I missed. I have been thinking. Yeah, I missed it. No, nobody reminded me. And I was thinking I have not been doing this verse. My God. Okay, let me do the first. Ishta Purtam.
Ishta Purtam.
Manyamanaha.
Manyamanaha.
Varishtam.
Varishtam.
Nanyachreyaha.
Nanyachreyaha.
Vedayante.
Vedayante.
Pramudhaha.
Pramudhaha.
Nakasya Prishthe.
Nakasya Prishthe.
Te.
Te.
Sukrute Nubhutva.
Sukrute Nubhutva.
Ivam Lokam.
Ivam Lokam.
Hinataram.
Hinataram.
Va Vishanti.
Va Vishanti.
Okay, how I missed it. So what he says, as part, we missed this verse.
I think the Mudaha, I know these things I remember, you know.
No, this one verse after, I missed it. Okay, but very fast we'll finish it, not big verse, anyway, we finished the whole thing. See, some people, Ishta Purtam Varishtam Manyamanaha. There are some people who consider, Manyamanaha means what are considering. There are people who are considering. Okay, what do they consider? Varishtam Manyamanaha as something the most exalted. The best, they think this is the most exalted of all the karmas is what? They think it is the best. What is the best here? Ishta Purtam. See, Ishtam and Purtam, twofold karma we have. Ishtam karma means, Ishtam is not a desirable one, not that one. Ishtam means it's a puja, okay? Ishtam means a religious ritual. Purtam means social services. Social service activities, Purta Karma. Like all our kings we read in India, they would have done lots of Purta Karma, any charitable work. Charity is called Purta Karma because it produces a lot of punyam. No, seva, 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 social service. We do that service, we do this service. See, Upanishad already knows people will be addicted to service also. When they are tired of Artha Kamas, and then they'll go to something else. Okay, service. Why do you choose to do service? Tell me. Again, you are sick because you know now. You don't feel happy being very selfish. All the time eating for yourself and digging for yourself, going, working, earning, being everything. Then you are not happy. Then what do you think then? Okay, let me do some social service. I'm good for society. Let me do something good to society. Nice, good idea. It's a good thing. But if you think that is the ultimate, then it's a problem. If you think moksha is available in purta karma, social service activities, in charitable work also, then you are wrong. See, please do as much charitable work as possible. Please do as much work as possible for society. So, okay, the well-being of society around is an excellent thing. One has to do, must do, but don't seek moksha there. Then you are not right. Understand now? Because moksha is yourself. Moksha is very self who wants to do service. Understand? Moksha is the self who wants to do service, in fact. So, not even Atma, I'm saying, okay, the mind. So, Varishtam Purta Karma means all forms of social activities. Those days, people will dig wells for public, big ponds for people, public, for the public use. It is for everybody. Dig wells, big tanks, and even planting trees on both sides of the roads. Nowadays, we see in India, we get lots of useful trees on the roads. Neem trees, tamarind trees, all the roads. People have some shade. When they walk passers by, they can stand under the tree. Trees, you know, and then all, lots of charity work, like building hospitals and building chawal trees. If you go to Rishikesh, you can see every chawal tree, so many annachatras, you can go and eat. People can come, just no hotel business, no hotels, no going and paying money and going. Just go there, have shower, keep your luggage in one corner, or small motor like this, bag like this, go to toilet thing, use the thing, have shower, come to the dining hall, there will be somebody serving food. All the pilgrims, free. We have so many chatras even today, so many are functioning. You go to, you know, everywhere it is there. In our mantralayam also, we have the place in Karnataka. Every day, all Shringeri, even the mutts, they do feed people. Every day food is fed. People are fed free. It's all lots of, not only this, and also nowadays we can say building educational institutions, you know, and hospitals. All these things are what? No, purta karma. No, old age homes, orphanages. This is not a thing. Orphanage is not an idea, okay? Never had orphans. All are orphans until Bhagavan we know about God. So, Purtam Karma, then Ishtam Karma. Ishtam Karma means what? Performing lots of homams, religious rituals. So, Ishtam Karma, Purtam Karma, twofold karmas. So, social service activities and the religious rituals. Performing religious rituals, involving onto social service activities, doing good for society, that is the most exalted thing. Why I can attain moksha there. That will make me happy forever. Manyamanaha. There are people who think that way. And they say, Anyate Shreyaha Na Vedayante. And they do not see moksha, Shreyas, being something which is to be discovered. They say there's no moksha other than in doing service of society. There's no happiness. There's no happiness elsewhere other than doing service of society. Anyate shreyaha na vedayante. Who are they? Pramudaha. Not mudaha. Pramudaha prakrushya. Completely deluded. Because they get some pleasure. They're so engrossed in the pleasure of serving people. No, pramudaha. And he says, na kasya prishte te sukrute anubhutva. There are such people who perform rituals, gain a lot of punyam. Who involve themselves so all the time in social service activities. See, social service is very good, but should not be at the cost of, okay? If people, it results in self-negligence. Social service is so intoxicating because the more you do, the more you also discover pleasure, because the more you'll be praised, the more you'll be looked up to. Understand now? Then what happens? You'll totally neglect yourself. Self-negligence will result in a big blow, I tell you. You know, so any service activities, I have seen, people who have been sitting in many big institutions for many years and coming back with a big blow. It takes again years to recover from that blow. They're not ready for even jnanam then. Because all the time the pain is coming up. You know that. I've seen that. That is why we should see service is very good. But know the value of service. Service is very, very good. But see, I'm doing it as Ishwar Karma Yoga. If it is yoga, in water comes is prasada, you won't have blow. Another blast. Then you will be calm. Okay, water praise or honor or dishonor, you come out. Now without any big pain. You can manage it successfully. And all that you have done is a punyam. Which is antakarna shuddhyartham, it will pave way for that. Otherwise, you know, if you think moksha is very much there, then it's a big thing. But here he says, such people who perform all the times rituals and who involve only social service activities, they really accumulate lots of punyam. That punyam will not take them to bhakti loka, no. That is not enough. That punyam can take them where they'll go to other lokas, other higher lokas, inferior higher lokas. he says they go to Sarga Lokaha. That means they have a long holiday, enjoy all best of pleasures. Sukrite anubhutva, it must be anubhuya. Vedic, so he accepted. Sukrite anubhuya, having enjoyed, exhausted their punyam. Enjoying, all the times enjoying. I told you all the Ramba Urvasi dance, Gandharva singing, enjoying all the best of dances, best of music, best of food, best of pleasures, enjoying subtle form. Sukrute anubhuya. Having enjoyed, exhausted, this sukutam punyam one has gained in one's life. Where? Nakasya prishte. Nakasya prishte means what? Actually, in heaven. Prishta means back. I mean, at the top of the, they go to heaven. Nakaha. See, akam means dukkam. Na akam yatra nakaha. The low place where there is no dukkam, there is no sorrow, is called what? Dukkha rahitam, rahitaha lokaha nakaha, sargaha. Where they go there. No, they go there and they enjoy what? Sukrutam, they enjoy all pleasures, heavenly pleasures, as a result of which they exhaust all their punyam. Sukrute anubhuya, have exhausted all the punyam. Then imam lokam, when the punyam gets exhausted, he nata imam lokam vishanti, they come back to this world again, they will be reborn. I've already told you, punyam is not opposed to ajnanam. It will not destroy ajnanam. It will not undo ajnanam. Ajnanam will be there. So sukshma will be there. The raga dveshas are still there. Therefore one has to be born again. Why one is born again? I'm saying. They will be born again. Vishanti. They enter into this world again. They enter into this world again means what? They are born again. Again they live a life of samsara. They are still in samsara. They're born into this world, means they enter into this loka, means they're born as human beings again. Or suppose the next set of prarabdha is bad, so next set of prarabdha, hinataram lokam vishanti, they're born as human beings. If they only papam next set, they may be born even as other inferior beings of other inferior order. Look at this. Enjoying the best of pleasures, again falling from a very highest place, pain will be worse. Know that? You fall from here, the pain is less. You fall, go to highest place and fall from there, pain will be what? More, isn't it? That is what he says here. Hina taram, one might enter into. Okay, either they enter into the same world, means they will be born again as human beings, or they will be born again beings of other inferior order hinataram inferior. Order also, we do not know what they have in store, this or that. There is no moksha. Okay? That is the thing. Okay, now we will see the last verse. Tasmai Savidvan Upasannaya Samyak Prashanta Chittaya Shaman Vitaya Yena Yenaksharam Purusham Veda Satyam Provacha Tam Tatvato Brahma Vidyam. Okay, now the guru, the student arrives at the conclusion Akrutaha Nasti Kritena Iti. Thereafter, he approaches the teacher, Samitpanihi. The teacher is Brahmanishtaha and now Shrotriyaha. What does the teacher do? Vidwan. See now?
Vidwan.
Saha Vidwan. Saha Vidwan. Vid means knowledge. One who has knowledge is Vidwan. Brahmanishtaha. Vidwan here means Brahmanishtaha. Saha Vidwan, Saha teacher, Saha Guru, that teacher, that guru. Provacha. Say now? Provacha means what? And he revealed. He reveals this teaching. What does he reveal? Tam Brahma Vidyam. That Brahma Vidya which the student asked for from the teacher. He gave that knowledge of Brahman to him. How does he give? Tattvataha. As it is. Tattvataha. As the truth is. As he knows, as he sees very clearly, he gives that vision of Brahman to the student as he sees. Understand now? Giving vision is teaching. Making you see the fact, appreciate the fact, what the teacher sees, is teaching. So, tam brahma vidyam tattvataha uvacha, provacha. He gave that, no, he said this. He said, he taught or he gave that vision. He gave that knowledge of Brahman to the student as he sees Brahman. Understand now? And whom did he give this knowledge? No, tasmai. Whom did he give? Tasmai to the student. Tasmai means avanak, to that student. And who is the student? He says, the qualification the student is said here. Look at this. Upasannaya. Who is the student here? Upasannaha. Upasannaha. Upasannaha means one who has approached near. One who did not ask on the phone. Did not write letter to the teacher. Okay? Okay, doubts you can email. But for the class, you have to come. For the class, you have to come. No, please, Swami, to do the class also on online. Skype is okay, because we see directly. Skype, if they had a wish, my God, the rishis had a Skype facility those days. Whole jagat would have been, Brahmagyana would have been spread. Okay. Maybe so precious, it's not everybody. That's why. So, in fact, they had that. Online teaching like, not even online. Dhritarashtra had. He didn't even go to the battlefield, sitting in the palace. He just had all the teaching because he could had online, no? Sanjaya. All. Not even online. No city, nothing. No, the nothing was there. He got everything, just. Amazing. Amazing, isn't it? So he had it. Maybe we should be. So we can, okay. So, Upasannaha is the one who is approached. And who is Upasannaha? Who is the teacher student who is approached the teacher? Prashanta Chittaha. Appa, the peaceful minded. Swamiji, we go to the teacher only for the peace. If he is already peaceful minded, why should he go to the teacher? We'll think. That is why you have to understand the difference between peace and happiness also. Okay, that I'll do next class. I don't want Keith to miss it. Anyway, peace and happiness, this different, I'll tell you next class. But understand this much. Prashanta chittaha, peaceful minded. Peaceful minded means what? Undisturbed minded, unperturbed minded, unagitated minded. Even one whose mind is calm and serene. One whose mind is not restless. One whose mind is steady. Steady minded. Calm, serene minded. Anxiety free minded. No? Prashanta chittaha. Why? He's so focused. What I want is in knowledge. That knowledge I had to gain from the teacher. I have come to the right person. Let me be relaxed. Oh, I have come here. Something else is going on next street. Sometimes when people come to Chennai, Madras, there will be too many programs going on, too many sabhas. One place, Sudha Raghunathan singing. Another place, Bombay Jayashree singing. Another place, Unnikrishnan singing. Another place, Jayasudha singing. My God, which sabha to go now? All are best singers. If I come here, I miss other three. If I go there, I miss this. I want to miss that. So restless, no? Not at all prashant chittaha. Only one concert is there. What happens? This only place available, what I want, let me go. And I do not think of anything else. There's no anxiety. What I want is moksha, that is to be discovered, that is to be known, and knowledge is with the teacher, and I am going to gain that knowledge from the teacher, through teaching. So I come. Mind is not elsewhere. Understand? So agitation, free, steady mind is what? Prashanta chittaha. Then, that's why he's called Shama Anvitaha. One who is endowed with the qualification of Shamaha. That means what? One who has complete mastery over his mind. Ways of thinking. Thereby one who has Damaha also. Shamaha and Damaha. One who has Shamaha and Damaha. Shamaha implies Damaha also. In fact, to say it correctly, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampannaha. One who is endowed with fourfold qualifications. What are they? Remember now? I'm going to ask you questions hereafter. What are the fourfold qualifications? Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampannaha. One who is endowed with fourfold qualifications. What are they?
Vivekaha.
Nitya Nitya Vastu Vivekaha. Then, Vairagyam. Okay? Dispassion. So, discriminative knowledge. Then, dispassion. Then, Samadhi.
Shatsampati.
No. Four D's I told you to remember. Discrimination. Dispassion.
Discipline.
Desire for mukshutvam. Anyway, okay. So, this fourfold quality. I think Tattabodha, I am going to you text on Tattabodha now. Okay? Easy person. So, really, we will redo that Tattabodha class. Prashanta chittaha. Shama Anvitaha, one who is ended with Shamaha and Damaha, fourfold qualifications, one who is pure. See, Shama Anvitaha implies he is mind being pure. Okay? And Prashantitaha implies mind being steady. So he as a steady, pure and steady minded, he is said by what? Prashanta Chittaha Sishya. How was the Sishya? Say no, Prashanta Chittaha Shamanvitaha. Unto him, Prashanta Chittaya Shama Anvitaya Upasannaya Sishyaya Tam Brahma Vidyam Tattvataha Provacha. It is Yena Aksharam
Purusham
Satyam
Veda.
He says Yena
Aksharam.
So Yena, by which Aksharam. Aksharam means what here? Indestructible. Aksharam Purusham. See, Aksharam Purusham, the indestructible, imperishable reality is Aksharaha Purushaha. Aksharam Purusham, he is what? Veda. Now, knows Janati. So, Satyam. Aksharam Purusham, Satyam, Veda. One who knows this imperishable Purusha, the self, as what? As the Satyam, the absolute limitless reality. Okay, Tam Tattvataha Brahma Vidyam Provacha. Okay, and then he gives that vision to the student. He gives the vision of knowledge of Brahman to the student who approached him. Who is Prashanta Chittaha Shama Anvitaha and who is Upasannaha. He gave the vision of the reality, Satyam, which is of the nature of, which is the very, of the nature of existence and limitlessness. And what is that? Which is of the in this imperishable, indestructible, everlasting, eternal reality, which is there, which indwells all the beings, which is there as the very self. Okay? He used that vision. Okay? So we'll stop here. I'll touch the last verse again next class. Then we will start the next class, okay? So now you have homework. Read this book, first book, thoroughly and come. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.